evening, listeners, and welcome along to Ireland Calling, another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night, where it's pretty cold up here in Auckland. And I was just listening to some of the news on Radio New Zealand on the way in here, and of course many parts of the South Island, and especially on tonight, Wednesday night, covered in the deep south. So wherever you're listening tonight, if it's a Wednesday night in Auckland or any other night of the week in New Zealand, I hope you're warm. You're listening to us on Saturday night on Plains FM in Christchurch, Access Radio Wellington, Kapiti Coast Radio. Got my voice back this week. I picked up a throat infection last week, so I wasn't able to talk, so I'm sure many people thought that was a good idea. I was able to listen to a programme of good Irish music, and we'll have plenty of music and news on the programme here tonight. So wherever you're listening tonight, I hope you're nice and warm. I hope you can sit back and relax and enjoy the next hour here on Ireland Calling. And up first we have I think this is Christie's. It's not, it's Brendan Shine, Where the Three Counties Meet.
Oh, how lovely to be on the shores of Loch Ree on a beautiful midsummer's morning, looking over the lake as the waters do break by the hills in the county Roscommon. I left from my home in the town of Athlone on my way to the Three Jolly Pigeons. It was near Glasson Town, on the road I sat down. I looked over the beautiful Shannon. Loch Ree, oh Loch Ree, where the three counties meet, Longford, Westmeath and Roscommon. As I strolled on her banks by the heather and peat, there the memories I've never forgotten. Oh, sad was the day when I went far away to work amongst timber and concrete. I must name me a man for to follow life's span. I forsook the dear place of my homeland. If God grants me grace, I'll return to the place. The sunset of life has come o'er me. Once again on these shores, like a bird my heart soars as I gazed on the beauty around me. Loch Ree, oh Loch Ree, where the three counties meet, Longford, Westmead and Roscommon. As I stroll round her banks by the heather and peat, they're the memories I've never forgotten. Loch Ree, oh Loch Ree, where the three counties meet, Longford, Westmead and Roscommon. As I stroll round her banks by the heather and peat, they're the memories I've never forgotten.
Brendan Shine getting the programme off to a good start tonight, singing Where the Three Counties Meet. And one of the counties that he mentioned there, Roscommon, there were great celebrations in Roscommon because against all the odds they beat Galway to win the Connacht title in football on Saturday or on Sunday. And even bigger celebrations down in Cork. Their hurlers beat Clare in the Munster hurling final, and we'll have the results of all the other matches that were played over the weekend. And it's coming down to the business end now with the All-Ireland Hurling and Football Championship, and of course the other big sport that was dominating indeed the news here and indeed Ireland over the last 6 weeks was the Lions Tour. And what a great finish it was over the last 2 weeks, with the Lions winning the test in Wellington and then drawing the game here and levelling the series. I think overall that was probably a fair result. All Black supporters will have been a bit disappointed because they were expecting probably a 3-0 clean sweep. But you have to hand it to Warren Gatland and his team, and indeed the players who performed very well. And many of them are arriving back in Ireland and England, Scotland and Wales today after departing New Zealand yesterday. And it was great to meet so many Irish fans, indeed fans from all the countries over the last few weeks. I went to quite a few of the games, and you know, everybody really enjoyed themselves in New Zealand. So the Irish rugby players get a chance for a few weeks before they start their pre-season training with their clubs in early August, while the All Blacks players that played for the All Blacks are back into Super Rugby this week, and then the Championship. So it's it never stops. But lots of events happening on the sports front in Ireland. The Irish Open was on there last weekend, and no Irish success, but success for a New Zealander. Ryan Fox, son of Grant Fox, who came fourth and qualified for the British Open, which takes place in England, not this weekend, next weekend. So good news for him, and picked up a nice, paycheck as well for coming fourth. We'll take another bit of music and then come back, and we'll start running through some of the headlines in the papers. Most people are on holidays in Ireland, are getting ready to go on holidays. The politicians go on holiday this week, so they're away for a few weeks. But we'll run through some of the items that are making the news when we come back.
The kind of love that my mom and daddy knew. We live in the modern age, where love is fast like a turning page in a magazine. We've hardly seen the friends we used to know. They disappear, they come and go, like the times we had. It's kind of sad. Whatever happened to old-fashioned love, the kind that would see you through, the kind of love that my mom and daddy knew. Last through the years, through the trials, through the smiles, through the tears. Today is all we plan. We say tomorrow we'll understand if it all should end and we're alone again. Has been replaced by something less, and it's hard to find what we left behind. Whatever happened to old-fashioned love, the kind that would see you through, the kind of love that my mom and daddy knew.
Yes, Daniel O'Donnell, and whatever happened to old-fashioned love. And Daniel is performing in Ireland at the moment, and but another man that's going to be performing to thousands and thousands of people is Ed Sheeran. Over 400,000 tickets for his concerts in Cork, Galway, Belfast and the Phoenix Park in Dublin. 300,000 tickets sold out in one day last week. We know he's performing down here in New Zealand next year as well, in Dunedin and Auckland, and his tickets sold out like hotcakes. Going to be playing an extra two concerts, so unbelievable. A man that just gets up on stage with his guitar and plays for 3 hours non-stop. He's so popular. And to think at one stage he was living rough for a while in the UK. His grandparents came from County Wexford, but he's certainly a very, very popular music figure all over the world, in fact. As I said, the politicians are heading off on holidays this week. Before that, legislation had to be passed urgently. I think it will be done over the next day or two so that the government will guarantee Ireland's entry or put up the money if Ireland is successful in winning the rights to hold the Rugby World Cup in 2023. There was a bit of debate about that last week. There was another issue yesterday, a debate about a new a bill on the amount of alcohol you're allowed to drink, and this is causing some disquiet amongst politicians, especially from rural Ireland. And Shane Ross was bringing this bill in, saying if you're caught with any alcohol in you, you should be automatically disqualified from driving straight away. And of course rural politicians are saying, well, if you live in rural Ireland, surely you should be allowed to go out and have at least a pint and maybe a half one of whiskey or something one or two nights a week, and you'll still be safe to drive home. But obviously they have the people that are against anybody drinking at all, they want zero tolerance, were out in force at Leinster House yesterday, and there was pictures of 14 people that have been killed on the roads this week relating to drink driving. One of the politicians that was being interviewed yesterday from our locality, Michael Fitzmaurice, he was, along with another politician, was saying that more Gardaí are needed on the roads, and he reckons that you rarely see guards. You can have the limit or whatever it's like, unless the law is properly enforced, you're going to have accidents. And again, he would like to see that people are allowed to have up to 50 milligrams of alcohol in their system, which should be taken a pint or a pint and a half, because he knows that that is a safe amount of alcohol. Statistics are showing that anybody with alcohol in their system, their vision is impaired, and of course most people drink too much anyways and drive, so the rule is don't drink and drive. But it's easier said than done, because many people they think they'll be all right, and sure enough, if somebody walks out in front of them or a car drives out in front of them, might be in the wrong, and it ends up with somebody being killed. It's got terrible consequences for everybody involved. All right, let's take another little bit of music, and this time I'm looking around here, see what we'll press a button, see what we've got. Hit the button here. It's Never Be the Sun, Dolores Keane.
Turning in the sky. and you won't be the moon above us on the moonlit night, and you won't be the stars in heaven, although they burn so bright. But even on the deepest ocean, you will be the light. You will be the light. You will be the light.
Wonderful, the wonderful voice there of Dolores Keane, and a lovely song called Never Be the Sun. And if you've tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Oliver Lee is my name, and you're listening to us on a Wednesday night in Auckland, Saturday night in Wellington, Kapiti Coast and Christchurch. Greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz. Listen to us any night during the week. Well, I'm looking at a variety of stories here in the paper. One story says economic growth of 3.75% and 50,000 new jobs to be created in 2018. The Minister for Finance will announce that good news today. But at the same time, I see here where households left reeling as a raft of levies hits their pockets. There's going to be an increase in electricity charges, an increase in waste collection charges, and while the schools are on holidays now, there's increases in fees for books and uniforms, etc., for both primary and secondary school students coming up in the autumn. And house prices are continuing to rise. House prices in Dublin have gone up almost 12% since this time last year, and the average house price now in Dublin is almost €402,000, probably, you know, about on par with what it is here in Auckland. But house prices in other parts of the country aren't quite as expensive, and there's still a huge shortage. And if you're interested in buying a luxury castle, if you win the lottery in the next few weeks, Carton House on the outskirts of Maynooth. This is where a lot of the big sports teams do their training, the rugby team and the Lions train there. It's a beautiful luxury castle, lots of accommodation, two 18-hole golf courses, and it's got a price tag of around €60 million. And that's what the RTE boss is looking for. They're looking to increase the licence fee in Ireland. People, if you have a television, you have to have a television licence. You pay that to the RTE authority. Of course, RTE is a semi-state organisation. They have some advertising, but they get a bulk of their fee from the licence fee. And I think it's about €135 at the moment. And they wanted to increase to, no, it's 160 at the moment. And they wanted to increase to 175, and RTE have sold off about 9 or 10 acres of land over €110 million. I think the tender through at the moment there in its extensive site in Donnybrook in Dublin. And finally, a sad note here: a young 3-year-old boy was stabbed to death on Monday night in Kemmage in Dublin, and a woman in the apartment with them, his mother, was taken to hospital with serious injuries. And I see Gardaí now are waiting to interview the woman, who was a doctor. She was from Iran or Kuwait, and you know, was finishing her studies. So this was a huge story breaking on Tuesday morning, actually, in Ireland. All right, we'll take some more music, and this might be, I think this time is Christy Altan. Yes, hope you enjoyed that. It's Altan there and some good reels and jigs, and you're listening to Ireland Calling. Just got the latest Irish newsletter. Congratulations, Murphy, who was elected president at the recent AGM. And she's written a very nice piece in the opening of the newsletter here. So congratulations, Bridie, to you and your committee. And the club is doing very well. There's lots of initiatives happening, and they'd like to hear from members if they have any ideas and things that they can make the club better. And I know that the events around the lines, All Blacks matches, were very successful. This Friday night is an open mic night from 7:30 p.m. The following week, Drood is playing from 7:30, Unplugged. And then on the 28th of July, they've got the traditional session from 7:30 p.m. Club Sunday on 30th of July, new life members celebrated, and certificates to outstanding contributors to be awarded that night. If you're a member and you haven't paid your subscription, make sure you do that. And the manager would like to get people to volunteer for various jobs there from time to time. So why not, just put your hand up if you have the chance to do something. And for members as well, there's a First Friday Film Club, which runs on the first Friday of every month. More details there from the club, or Maureen Laird or Raywin Goodwin. And the cold weather, they're once again knitting beanies for donation to those less fortunate. So if you want to do that, they meet at the club on Thursdays from 7 o'clock till 8:45. And there's wool and help and patterns available. And again, Raymond and Goodwin is behind that. So well done to everybody there involved at the Auckland Irish Society, which is based at Rocky Nook Bowling Club in Mount Albert. Let's run through some of the big results in sport in Ireland at the weekend. You had two major provincial championships. The Connacht Championship in football was played at Pearse Stadium in Galway, and everybody expected Galway to be too good for Roscommon, and maybe the Galway players thought they were too good as well, and took Roscommon lightly. But on miserable wet afternoon with wind and rain, Roscommon just were outstanding, and they beat Galway by 2 goals and 15 points to Galway's 12 points. So obviously great excitement in Roscommon. They hadn't beaten Galway at Pearse Stadium in Galway since 98, and they now go in automatically to the quarterfinals, where Galway have a date against Donegal in 2 weeks' time. More details about that in a few minutes' time. This weekend, it's the Leinster final. Kildare are playing Dublin at Croke Park at 4 p.m. And obviously, everybody expect Dublin to be too strong for Kildare. And but that game, Kildare, no doubt, will be hoping to do what Roscommon did to get to Galway last weekend. The Ulster Championship final is on this weekend. Tyrone against Down. That game taking place next Sunday in Clonus at 2 p.m. Now, there was a lot of qualifying matches took place last weekend. This is in Gaelic football. Armagh were too strong for Westmeath. Armagh won 12, Westmeath won 7. Monaghan 3-22, 1-11 to Wexford. Carlo 2-14 beat Leitrim 13 points. So Carlo are on a bit of a run there. And Tipperary 2-15, Cavan 18 points. And then Mayo, they went down to Clare, too strong, 2-13 for Mayo, 13 points for Clare. Donegal 1-15. Meath 1-14, and that game played in Navan. So Donegal now take on Galway. So Galway, according to this here, so four matches involving four teams in the provincial finals and four winners from round three. Cork will play Mayo, and Galway will play Donegal, with the losing Leinster and Ulster finalists playing the round three winners. And that's them games will be taking place in a few weeks' time. In the hurling, obviously Galway beat Wexford a few weeks ago in the Leinster hurling final, and the Munster final, Cork 125, Clare 120. So All-Ireland qualifiers coming up that were played last weekend. Huge game, two big games in Thurles. You had Tipperary playing Dublin, and Tipperary hammered Dublin, 6 goals, 26 points to Dublin, 1 goal and 19. That looks like the end of Gerard Cunningham's time in charge of Dublin. And Waterford beat Kilkenny 4-23 to 2-22 after the side's been level at full time. So that's a fantastic win for Waterford. The first time being in a championship game since 1959. So Kilkenny are out of the All-Ireland Championship for this year. So on the 23rd of July, and these games are going to be played in the refurbished Porky Cueve. In fact, Saturday the 22nd of July, it'll be Clare taking on Tipperary, isn't it? And Waterford are playing Wexford the following day. The results were made. They're not here in the paper, but I know they were made on Monday morning. So it's Clare against Tipperary and Wexford against Waterford. So obviously, great rivalry there between Wexford and Waterford. Or is it Tip and Waterford? Anyway, I'll check that later. I'm pretty sure it's Wexford against Waterford in that game, and that's taking place on the 23rd of July. So, and of course, you know, the two winners there will take on Galway and Cork in the All-Ireland hurling semi-final, which take place early in August. Right, let's hit a button here and play some more music and come back again and with some more news. Having a look here, we have Clonard and Paul Young on both sides now. Or we have, let me see what we've got here. Sonny, we'll go with that one.
So long, silence goes.
Yes, Mary Black, Dolores Keane, and a lovely song called Sonny. And if your name is Sonny or Michael or Tom or Pat and you're from Castlebar, it might be a good time to ring home if you haven't been in touch with your family over there, because some lucky punter from Castlebar won €29 million in a Euro lottery draw on Friday night. And as of today, Wednesday, no word yet on who bought the lucky ticket, but you never know, it could be the former Taoiseach Enda Kenny. Not sure whether he buys lotto tickets, but he certainly you know, has more time in his hands now since Leo Varadkar took over. But the ticket was bought at a shop in Castlebar run by a young Indian couple who've just moved to Ireland in 2011, Umesh Kumar and his wife Rosalia, and their son Arjun. They're pictured in many of the papers today having a celebratory drink, because for selling the ticket, they get a little bonus of €25,000. But the big bonus, the ticket that won a share of the Euro Millions lottery, €29 million. So somebody, no doubt, is very, very happy that they bought a ticket there last week. And we know that one of the biggest lottery winners was Dolores. Oh, is it a weird? No, no, she might be one of the Cranberries, but she's €110 million about 10 years ago. And she was from Limerick, and she went down to buy a bottle of milk, and she had €2 change, and she just bought a one-line quick pick or a two-line quick pick. And as I say, the rest is history. We'll have Christy Moore before the end of the programme tonight, and I see that he's playing down in Cork this weekend. So if by any chance you're heading home tomorrow and you're going to be in Cork, I'm sure there's still tickets available for Christy's performance live at the Marquee, which has got lots of acts playing there over the summer. Brian Adams from Canada was playing there last night. So that's, what do you call it, obviously summer over there. The weather is not too bad, but certainly lots of concerts on and functions right throughout the country. As I said, politicians go on strike or go on strike. They might as well go on strike, go on holidays this week. And, of course, a new leader in charge of the country, Leo Varadkar, and took over from Enda Kenny. And, you know, he'll be coming back in September, and they'll have to get that budget through at the end of October. And anything they do has to be done with the support of independents who are in the cabinet and outside the cabinet. Fianna Fáil are giving them support. But if every opinion poll says that Fianna Fáil look like they could govern, they'll be deciding when is the time to pull their support. But when the government was formed in May last year, there was a commitment made that they would support three budgets. So last year, this year and next year. So we'll see what happens there. Heaps and heaps of publicity around Trump and what's been happening in America, and obviously events in North Korea as well. All right, let's take another a bit of music. And I think this time we've got the man from County Monaghan singing about the song in County Galway called Four Roads. Take it away, Tom. Sound of music in the winter night. I see now and then the trees where we scattered from the rain. And once in a while I see us walking home in the morning light. And after the time I long to see my hometown once again. Dusty byways to my heart.
the meadow and one country road to the churchyard where my mom and daddy lie. One dusty road where I strolled with a loved one in the shadow, and one dusty road that led me on my journey far away. Byways to my heart. Four roads from Glenman. Four roads that drift apart. Four roads to Glenman are the four dusty byways to my heart. The four country highways to my heart.
Beautiful, Ellen Pipe playing there from Liam O'Flynn, lovely piece of music called The Winter's End. I'm not sure it's such an appropriate piece of music to play in New Zealand on a night like tonight when it looks like winter has certainly started, especially if you're listening tonight in the South Island. But anyway, wherever you are, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Beautiful picture in the back of the Irish Independent today, which is usually the sports section. Local members of the Glenbarn Town GA members Saoirse Flanagan, 7. Lee O'Reilly, 9. Sean Moran, 6. Tom Hillard, 7. And Connor Doyle, 7. Ben Swan, 6. And his brother Bill, 8. And there were Galway's Johnny Cohn, Noel Connors of Waterford, Cork Mark Ellis's, and the Liam McCarthy Cup at yesterday's launch of the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Championship Series, which took place down there in Wexford. Fantastic picture. And underneath that is a huge story, which says Duffy, he's the Director General of the GAA. He holds firm over Sky deal because quite an embarrassment on Sunday night, on the Sunday game, Michael Dagnan, great Offaly hurler and pundit with the RT Sunday game, he said how it was an absolutely injustice that the Waterford Kilkenny match wasn't shown on free to air television on Saturday night. I watched part of the game, and of course you can watch all these games on gaago.ie. You can buy a game or you can buy the season pass or a half a season pass now, with the, but there's obviously some great games left, but that gaago.ie is only available if you're living outside of Ireland. And of course, unless you had Sky Television in Ireland or England, you wouldn't have seen what was an unbelievable game between Waterford and Kilkenny. And Michael Dyklin says it's a disgrace that the GAA have sold the rights of a number of games to Sky TV. He said they have enough money without doing this, and all the games should be on free-to-air TV, whether it's TV1, who he does some contract work for, or TV3. But the GAA Director General, Pádraic Duffy, insists his views on the broadcast partnership with Sky Sports haven't changed since his report to Congress in 2015, when he outlined the need for the association to keep its options open on this initiative. And of course, it's all about money. But it says here, Duffy did not reveal if there was contact with RTE over Dagnan's comments, and said he would leave it to journalists to discuss of an RTE analyst making such comments on the station's flagship GA programme. We have an ongoing debate with RTE on a range of issues. We'll just leave it at that, he stated. Duffy spent Monday in Cork helping local officials finalise arrangements for the All-Ireland Hurling quarterfinals, which will be staged there the weekend after next. But certainly, I know when rugby was here, free-to-air TV, and then all of a sudden it went on Sky, there was uproar for a while, but now people have just got used to it. But I think if the day happens when Gaelic games will all be on paid television, all hell will break loose in Ireland. But that day is not happening right now. Okay, just to run through some of the big fixtures coming up this weekend. The Leinster Senior Football Championship final, you've got Dublin against Kildare. Ulster final, you've got Down against Tyrone. And the minor final in Dublin is between Dublin and Louth. And the Ulster minor final is between Cavan and Derry. So they're the big GAA games fixtures. And then on Saturday, the backdoor fixtures, you've got in football Tipperary against Armagh, and then you've got Carlow against Monaghan. So that's all the games coming up this weekend. All right, here's another button here, and this time we've got Fury Brothers and Davy Arter, When You Were Sweet 16.
Since we're last I saw you on the village green. Come to me in my dreams of love alone. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet, 16.
There, that was the Fury Brothers and Davy Arter and When You Were Sweet 16. And we've got about 8 minutes to go on the, before the end of the programme. The programme you're listening to tonight is Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And I hope wherever you're listening tonight that you're enjoying the programme. Just having a look through the Farman section of Independent, which comes out on a Tuesday. The Irish Independent, that says thousands of safety near misses every year on farms. Risk factors at frightening levels, warn FBD survey. And sadly, there has been 14 people killed so far in Ireland this year on involving cycling accidents, which is, you know, a huge number of people, and that's across right across the country. I couldn't stop, I had to have it. The final years of his drinking life were a nightmare for John Joe Sullivan before he sought help. I heard about people drinking and committing suicide, and I said that will be the next thing unless I do something. So I haven't time to read that full story, but it says three people a day die from alcohol abuse in Ireland. And obviously talking to a farmer there that had issues before he went and got help. Stress levels, see farmers turn to the Samaritans for guidance. Stress levels within the farming sector have been described as an eye-opener as the Samaritans feel the flood of calls. And I see that last year was a disaster for tillage farmers, especially in the west of Ireland with such bad weather. And they took a protest to the Agricultural Ministry in Dublin on Monday. And they brought up a big combine harvester, which blocked all the traffic on Kildare Street. But certainly a disaster last year. I remember listening to a programme on Countrywide with Damien O'Reilly, where a tillage farmer, not far from where I am in East Galway, basically had to give up on trying to harvest 120 acres of corn in September. The weather was so bad and the whole crop was lost, so he actually lost an awful lot of money last year. But there's a picture here. This is in Shanagarry in County Cork, walking the fields at the Gold Crop Trade Open Day on John Dunn's farm, and beautiful blue skies in the background, blue-grey
and people with beautiful fields of corn in the foreground. And here's the story about that protest I was talking about. The IFA upped the ante in tillage compensation package row. Farmers demand scrapping of emergency funds, €5,000 limit. They obviously want more. And the man that drove that combine harvester to the Department of Agriculture headquarters in Kildare Street was none other than Joe Healy, the Irish Farmers Association president, where he addressed farmers who have been occupying the lobby of the building for the last week in protest over the terms of compensation package for tillage farmers who suffered crop losses during last year's bad harvest. The quest for the first generation dairy herd showcased at Moor Park last week, and 17 years ahead of, or years ahead of the national average, and thousands of people turned up for that big walk. Tullamore Farming Show, if you're in Ireland in August, that's on the 13th of August. It's a big event, a one-day event, and plenty of other farming shows taking place right around the country, and plenty of lovely pictures of people at all these shows in the sections of the Farming Independent on a Tuesday. Righto, we'll take one more bit of music and then come back and wrap it up for another week.
The next song, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to dedicate to the man here on the extreme right. His name is Kieran Burke, and the subject is whiskey, and it's called Whiskey in the Jar, and it goes like this.
As I was going over the far-famed Kerry Mountains, I met with Captain Farrell, and his money he was counting. Produced my pistol and I then produced my rapier. Saying stand and deliver, for you are a bold deceiver. Mushering da ba doo da ba da. Whack call the daddy o, whack call the daddy o. There's whiskey in the jar. I counted out his money and it made a pretty penny. I put it in me pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore that she never would deceive me. But the devil take the women, for they never can be easy. My shirling da ba doo da ba da. Quack call the daddy o, quack call the daddy o. There's whiskey in the jar. I went unto my chamber all for to take a slumber. No wonder, but Jenny drew me charges and she filled them up with water. Then sent for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter. My shirring da ma doo da ma da. Quack call the daddy-o, quack call the daddy-o. There's whiskey in her, and 'twas early in the morning, just before I rose to travel. Up comes a band of footmen, and likewise Captain Farrell. I first produced my pistol, for she'd stolen away my rapier. I couldn't shoot the water, so a prisoner I was taken. My shirring da ba doo da ba da. Whack call the daddy-o, whack call the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar, and if anyone can aid me, 'tis my brother in the army. If I can find a station in Cork or in Killarney, and if he'll go with me, we'll go roaming in Kilkenny. And I'm sure he'll treat me better than my own, my sporting Jenny. My shirring da ba doo da ba da. Whack call the daddy-o, whack call the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar, and my shirring da ba doo da ba da. Whack call the daddy-o, whack call the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar.
Yes, that's Ronnie Drew there, and Whiskey in the Jar, and the Dubliners, and of course John Sheehan, the only surviving member of the Dubliners. Okay, that's about it for another week. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, and I hope wherever you're listening tonight that if it's on a Saturday night that the weather has improved down in the South Island. And if you're listening here in Auckland on a Wednesday night, it is a little bit, what do you call it, cooler than normal. It's about 7 or 8 degrees tonight, but we shall survive. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll be back, please God, again next Wednesday night with another edition of Ireland Calling. Bye now.